Legal bets could be placed on this year's National Basketball Association playoffs in New York as the state moves forward on sports betting. State gaming officials approved regulations on Monday and put them out for a 60-day public comment period. Greg Carlin is the CEO of Rush Street Gaming and Rush Street Interactive, which owns and operates the Rivers Casino and Resort in Schenectady, along with several gaming venues in Pennsylvania. He says the Schenectady Casino could be taking sports bets by the spring.
What we've seen in other jurisdictions, so we opened sports books recently in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, and what we've seen is a lot of new faces at the casino, people who haven't been there before. You know, they come, they like to what we've got a great area to watch the game. Drinking more beer, eating more food, spending more time at the blackjack table. So it's been a positive for the business.
How would this work? Could people just bet on a game, winner or loser, or could people go well deep into the game? How many yards a team would have in football? How many strikeouts a pitcher would have?
Both. We're operating, like I said, sportsbooks in Pennsylvania. We're also operating an online sportsbook in New Jersey. And the breadth of betting opportunities is significant. You could make the traditional bets, like you mentioned. You could bet the money line. You could bet the spread for a game. But then there's a lot of in-game betting opportunities depending on the sport. So, for example, if you're watching a tennis match, you could bet on each point of a tennis match. If you're watching a baseball game, you could bet on each inning. And then you could make specific bets on other outcomes in a sporting event.
Which sports would be bet upon and which sports would you not bet upon? Is just about any professional or college sport eligible?
Well, so ultimately the New York State Gaming Commission will decide which sports are eligible. But if you look at other jurisdictions and you look at Europe, I mean, there's really a wide array of things. You can bet on darts, you can bet on cricket, you can bet on all kinds of different things. But it really is up to the Gaming Commission to decide, which leagues and which sports that we'd be able to offer our guests.
What would you like the Gaming Commission to approve? How would you like to see this law play out?
Well, so the introduced regs on Monday. I think there's a 60-day comment period, and we'll be providing some comments as well based on our experience in other jurisdictions. And then hopefully they'll approve the regs in 60 days, and we'll be able to initiate our plans. We've got a design already. We've been working on a design for the past few months in hopes that the Gaming Commission would drop regs. So, we think we're going to move pretty quickly here to get a retail sportsbook open at the property.
There are those over the years who have been opposed to this because they feel it could hurt the integrity of the game. Could a player throw a game? I mean, is that something that's concerning to you?
Well, I think that the opposite is the case. With the current situation where you have most sports betting is done through illegal bookies, there's really no way to track the bet, who's betting on what, and different types of bets. So with regulated sports betting, I think that there's a better opportunity to uncover fraud or athletes cheating. And really today, athletes make so much money in the professional sports leagues that I don't think that that's going to be an issue.
What do you think the revenue would be at Rivers? How much more money would you make if this is allowed eventually?
I'm not really sure, but if you look at Nevada and the sports books there, generally the revenues from sports books is pretty low, 2 or 3% of total gaming revenue. I think it'll be a little bit higher in New York State. I do think, like I mentioned earlier, you're going to have, more folks spending time at the blackjack tables. We're going to sell more food and beverage. So I think net-net, it's a positive, a big positive for our property.
So this is more of an attraction to get people in the doors?
Well, it's an attraction, but I think if mobile betting is ever allowed in New York, then it becomes a bigger business, I think, for us and for the other commercial casino operators in the state. But I think with a retail book, it's an attraction, and we should generate some profits, but not a huge amount of profits.
Greg Carlin is the CEO of Rush Street Gaming and Rush Street Interactive, which owns and operates the Rivers Casino and Resort in Schenectady.